News.com.
Do you know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-865-2266. That's 1-800-865-2266. 1-800-865-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Mondays are tough, but it's a great start on this Monday. The last time we had measurable rainfall was 2 weeks ago today, but we've had a great string of days since then. With 66 right now, on our way to a high up to about 83 today. So sunshine, warm and dry again. Clear, pleasantly cool, jacket weather tonight. Overnight low 56. Tomorrow and Wednesday, still warm, still dry, still comfortable. Mostly sunny with highs in the middle 80s both days. I think we'll be in the upper 80s Thursday and Friday, but tolerable on the humidity level, but still dry with more sun. And then a dry frontal system will move through the state. It's a cool front on Friday, but behind it on Saturday, you'll feel a big difference. Breezy, much cooler, just genuine football weather on Saturday with highs only in the 70s, but, a little brisk with the wind. Right now this morning, we have northeast winds at 12 miles per hour. And not a cloud in the sky, 66 degrees at 9:04.
Good morning.
You have a good weekend?
Yeah, how'd you have it?
You know, it had its, it had some nice highlights here and there. How about you, sir?
Well, I watched the Auburn game, and it
was just, I did not talk about that.
Yeah, you got us winning in Athens, Georgia this weekend?
Yeah.
That's always good. That's a good laugh.
I couldn't believe it. Again, with Auburn, I'm just so disappointed.
So I needed something else to...
Yeah.
To focus on, and the Braves win.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Sweeping the Mets. And I know a lot of people don't care about baseball, but.
No.
That's a good distraction. We were 10.5 games behind the Mets in June, and now we're 2 games up. We've assured ourselves of a Eastern Division championship again.
So that's pretty cool. Well, I got to ask you about this weather coming in this weekend. You said it's going to be a little cooler?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Do we have a fire cooler?
Well, that's a good question. We'll be in the 40s at night.
Ooh.
It'll be a stretch. Usually I'm a little later in the month of October.
But I know.
But I'm a threat to build a fire.
You got me excited here. I mean, yeah. So it's going to cool off. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is Alabama. We'll have a fire at 80 degrees at times, too.
Well, so it's the fair this weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Starts Friday. And... I've got my first shift on Sunday out at the fair.
Speaking of that, I saw your video in the money booth.
Yeah.
Okay, next time I got a tip for you.
Okay.
Vaseline yourself up before you go in there, and then the money will just stick to you. Feel free to use that.
Okay. Yeah. Vaseline myself up.
Yeah, then the money will just stick to you.
I'm sitting here trying to get prepared for the show. What did you just say to Rich Thomas?
He wants me to get Vaselined up on my body.
This guy is the franchise. You don't speak to him in that way. Actually, I mean...
I just realized how
And plus, Vaseline, it's the money's not going to stick to the Vaseline.
Stick if you Vaseline yourself up.
You know, adults have done that, though.
Oh, really?
You've never done that, Joey?
No.
You're still young.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Have a great show, guys. It's a beautiful Monday.
It is.
The weather's gorgeous.
So I'll be listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Portions pre-recorded. Have a great show.
Thanks, Rich.
See you, Richie.
News and Views begins here in mere moments.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. To form a winning team, you need the best players. When it comes to taking care of your property, you need the best equipment. You need a Kubota from Capital Tractor. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. That's a winning team. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting that left one person dead. Police say 23-year-old Reginald Woods and another man were found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street just before 2:30 Sunday morning. Woods died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Alabama State Troopers say 37-year-old Victor Buchanan was killed when a car he was driving left the road and hit a tree south of Opelika. The wreck happened around 12:30 Sunday morning on Lee County Road 54. Investigators say Buchanan was not using a seatbelt and died at East Alabama Medical Center. A Montgomery man has been sentenced to life in prison for murder. D.A. Daryl Bailey says Anthony Stoddard will serve a life sentence for murdering Demetrius Richards on January 17, 2020. Stoddard gunned down Richards, who was out on a date with Stoddard's ex-girlfriend, in front of a liquor store on Mobile Highway. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things, yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you, or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
Doug. Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The best part about taking ZzzQuil Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy at night is actually the next morning. I wake up alert with none of the grogginess from taking too much melatonin. Pure Z's Sleep Plus Next Day Energy is a bilayer tablet with immediate release melatonin and extended release B vitamins to help me fall asleep naturally and wake refreshed. It's my secret weapon for a great night's sleep and a great morning.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Can't beat that.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies. Sleep better. Wake your best.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the gold, you know the thing.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
I said, I haven't. Look,
proof of the pudding's in the eating.
I mean,
is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I am your host, Joey Clark. Alongside me, as always, except on some rare days, we have my sidekick, Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Joey?
But sidekick isn't enough, is it, Eddie?
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy, my rotten soldier.
Mm-hmm.
He's my sweet cheese.
Yep.
My good time boy.
My good time boy, always by my side here.
You're making me blush.
Well, happy to do that. Did you still have your friendship bracelet?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't wear it, though.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. I just keep it on my nightstand.
That's even weird.
Anyway, welcome into the program. Plenty to talk about in state, local, national, even international politics. We are still on the brink of thermonuclear war, of course.
That's
so
right.
Everybody, you know, relax. Remember your duck and cover days. But we actually have a great local cause. It's just starting up. And we have Shanna Howard here. She owns and operates Shanna's Place, a butcher shop there in Shorter. But Shanna has just started up a thing called Venison Provisions. And so I want to say good morning, Shanna. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
And also, the guy who told me about you, who said you've got to talk to this woman, you've got to interview her, is Wayne Spivey. And Wayne's in the studio here.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Eddie.
How you doing?
All right. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
So let's just do kind of the elevator pitch here, Shanna. Like, how did this idea come about of Venison Provisions, and what is it?
Well, we do memberships every year for Shanna's Place, and as I was calling my customers to redo their memberships, I was hearing that a lot of them, which I've known in the past, have needed to donate deer. They need to kill more to manage their herds than what they needed to use for meat. And this year there were just a lot more. I was hearing bigger numbers. And so, you know, just studying on it, praying on it, and God called me to do something about it. And, you know, I always hear about people hungry and food banks needing meat and stuff. So we're connecting the dots.
Well, there you go. So if folks are, they're already processing with the deer they kill, a portion of what you process is going to go to some of these food banks, just go to folks direct?
No, we're going to kind of run it separate. Shanna's Place is for people who need they want to drop their deer off and get it processed and get back their own meat. So mm-hmm. that'll be one thing. And then we're going to have Venison Provisions, which is separate, where people who don't want their deer meat, they just want to harvest, they will take it up there and we'll process it, the whole deer then, into a burger, cube steaks, and backstrap steaks. And we'll package it up and distributed after that.
Well, and I was a little shocked at some of the numbers of the food insecurity rates here in Alabama.
Yeah, it's sad.
It really is. And if we have all this meat that, you know, people don't want, but they, you know, need it for, like, land management, as it sounds like, this is an amazing idea. Like, it just came to you as you're talking to your members that this is something you think you can make work.
Yeah, we've donated deer for years. We've participated in some different programs that the state offers and Buckmasters offers. We've participated in different programs to process the donated deer, but there's just more than really any processor can handle, and it comes down to a point where you have to process the ones that are your paying customers,
right.
and you just you can't financially handle the burden to process all these donated deer. So we're starting this up separately and hoping to drum up some funding and be able to make it happen through the business.
So what do you need? And folks, I'm looking at, just go to venisonprovisions.org, venisonprovisions.org, fantastic website. And so if folks are out there listening, what sort of steps can they take to help you out?
Well, we've got a good start. Thermo King has donated a 53-foot long, like a reefer trailer, an insulated trailer. It doesn't have the unit on it. Watley Trucking has volunteered to haul the trailer to Shorter from Thermo King here in Montgomery. Our next step is going to be installing the refrigeration units on it to turn this into a freezer. And so that, of course, is going to require a lot of funding because refrigeration is extremely expensive. And then our next need is going to be staffing. So our biggest needs right now is employees, volunteers, and funding.
Yeah, there you go. And to get in contact with Shannon or her team, let me check here. It's 334-439-5080, 334-439-5080. I love this idea because, and are we, I'm not much of a hunter, I don't pretend to be, but is deer season already upon us, or is it just getting going, or it's about to?
Right. So, before I answer that question, the number that you just gave, that is the one for Shanna's place. We have an answering machine there, and secretary answers the phone during office hours. But I'm also using my cell phone for venison provisions, and that one is 334-202-9545. You're welcome to text or call that one for any questions with VP.
And then I'm also seeing there's an email here, venisonprovisions@gmail.com.
That's right. Yeah, we keep track of that every day.
And you need, like, it sounds like all the help you can get in terms of donations or volunteers can come out too.
Yes, we will teach you how to process.
That's a really good idea, actually, because I know a lot of hunters, the main reason a lot of hunters use places like yourself is they don't know how to skin a deer. I know, as funny as that sounds to most of us from the South, not everybody grew up in Howling Gardens, Joey.
I don't know how to skin a deer. I don't know how to do
anything.
You
grew up in Howling Gardens, right? But that is honestly, that's with the absentee of fathers and things. That is a lot of skill that a lot of people just don't know anymore.
Yeah, and I think pretty much everybody needs to know how to do
definitely.
It. I mean, it can be a life skill.
Yes.
You know, it's not something to take lightly.
Right.
You know how to skin a deer, you can pretty much do any animal.
Right. It's just a larger version.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, hunting season starts October 15th, so it's about a week and a half from now on a Saturday. That's bow season, and that'll go on until, it's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Yep. So sometime mid-November is when rifle season will start, and it'll go on through February the 10th.
This is also going to utilize some deer that normally might not be utilized. Shanna, jump in here. Game farms are allowed to harvest a certain number of deer per year for game management, for the management of their herd.
Right.
Sometimes not all of those are utilized.
Right.
Farmers can get depredation permits. This I really need help with. My understanding is on a depredation permit, you can take out the animals to save your crops, but you have to leave them lay. That's never made any sense to me. And I think she is going to attempt to get those deer included in this too. So it's got more little tentacles that are just really good things, you know?
There you go. Well, and I just noticed here too, if you go to venisonprovisions.org and on the top it says take action, or just venisonprovisions.org/take-action. And you can donate right here, folks. But more the better. Let's get this off the ground and running, because I think this is an amazing cause. And yeah, why let these deer go to waste? Number one,
right.
What a shame that would happen.
Yeah, a lot of the like plantations, preserves, lodges, farms, stuff like that. You know, they're not in the business of feeding hungry people. They're in the business of bringing their hunters in who have paid to hunt there, most likely, and then, you know, they bring them in from the airport, they wine and dine them, they take them out to the stand the next morning, and then they just don't have time. They're not in the business of processing. They're not in the business of peddling deer off the back of their truck. So they end up, a lot of them, you know, they have to kill for herd management, and they just don't have time or a place to get rid of them.
Well, and again, we're talking to Shanna Howard and then Wayne Spivey, who told me about you, Shanna. Wayne, how did you find out about Venison Provision?
Through Shanna, I've used her services for a number of years, and she's really, really good at what she does. Plus, she's just a hustler, and she's kind of fun to watch.
Right.
And so when she got this thing going, I didn't know how I could help, but exposure is really, really important, and I know you guys, and so I just wanted to see if it was possible to get her on here.
There you go. And now I'm sitting here wondering, I'm not a hunter. I've never killed a deer in my life. I don't know how to process one, but I have eaten venison, and I like it quite a bit. Like, what's your favorite way to, like, prepare venison and eat it yourself?
There's plenty of those.
The more the better. Like, I'd like food.
You know, if I want a piece of steak, like meat, backstrap is one of my favorites. And I'll just season it and either sear it on the grill or an iron skillet and eat it kind of medium rare. The other is just burger, just doing anything with the burger. There's all different recipes. Of course, chili and spaghetti, mm-hmm. but I like just a patty with salt and pepper on it. Just keeping it simple.
Well, and I left out the... I've made Eddie the face of fat acceptance here in the River Region, and...
I wear it quite well.
No, I think
waiting
you're...
on my shirt. Maybe.
No, don't threaten me with a good time. So, how would you eat venison? What do you like?
Most of the ways I eat it, much like her, is a simple patty with a little salt and pepper. Venison to me is not a really gamey meat.
No.
So you can make it just like cow, really. But when you get into some of the bigger meats like moose, then you have a real gamey taste. And you would like
a bear or something. Yeah,
bear, yeah. Like a big possum. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
the gaminess almost always is going to come from overcooking.
Yep. Exactly right. Always. And that deer meat is always so lean. You generally got to add fat, so it's a great source, especially the way you guys are going to do it. I know food banks right now are feeling pressure. They're going to really start feeling pressure soon.
Yeah.
What you guys are doing is a great, great cause.
Yeah, they say that. The need, the burden on food banks has increased by 30%, I think, over the last year and a half.
No doubt.
Just due to inflation and everything. Mm-hmm. But and as Wayne was saying, a lot of the gaminess that we see comes from, you have to handle the deer properly before it gets to the processor. And then you also, the processor has to handle it properly.
Right.
So gaminess can be put into meat by mishandling of it.
If your friend drives around all day showing off his deer, you probably don't want to eat that deer.
It's aged. I've aged right. It all day.
Yeah. Right. Aged in the Alabama sun. It's the autumn. It's not that hot out there. But I'm looking at the figure. I guess this is from the CDC or from the Alabama, one of their departments. Like, it's 20% food insecurity for a lot of folks around here?
At least. I thought it was higher than that.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I did a little bit of looking up some stuff. So 1 out of 11 Alabama Black Belt children skip meals every day. That's 1 out of 11. That's a lot to me.
Yeah.
There's 14 million households that are were food insecure in 2020 in America. 14 million. That's sad. But in Alabama, there's over 700,000 people facing hunger. And of those... over 200,000 of those are children, and a lot of them, they find out about that in schools when the children get asked questions.
Yeah, and it's a shame, but you're not just talking about it, you're doing something about it, and I love that. And I hate to be I was talking to Eddie last night, with what's going on in the news all around the world, especially in financial markets, I don't want to be a prophet of doom, but I'll put it this way. We have to do things like what you're doing, Shannon, to look out for one another here in these coming times. I don't think it's not going to be a picnic by any means. And if we can take care of folks I like systems that are also sustainable. If this works for farmers, if this works for those who have want to manage their herds, like this, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it can help from a lot of different perspectives.
Exactly.
There's a lot of areas.
No, have I missed anything here before I let you go? And I know you're busy. You got to get back to work. But venisonprovisions.org, you can donate right there on the website, folks. And maybe you don't have money to donate, they always need volunteers here to help out. Learn how to process a deer. That sounds pretty awesome to me.
Yeah, we'll certainly teach you if you're willing to
teach,
work.
Do y'all teach grown men how to wear hats? Can you not turn your hat around? I mean, you're not 12, 13 years old anymore, Joey.
Do you see this microphone in front of me, Eddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the bill is forward, it hits the mic.
Really?
Yeah, it's happened many a time. You've
like
been in here
lame,
to see it.
Lame excuse.
Shannon, you see that? You see the paddle in the corner?
Yes.
Yeah, that's for him.
Very
and
familiar.
He threatens me with it every day. I'm ready to go. I mean, you guys see, I'm smiling. Mm-hmm. He threatens me with a good time, but then he just denies me.
So we are on venisonprovisions.org. There is a tab called Venison on a Dime, and most processors who process for donations prefer to put their meat in packages that are like 4 to 10 pound sizes. Mm-hmm. And that's very hard for your average household to thaw out that much meat and use at one time. So we are going to be doing all of ours in 1 pound packages because that is what most recipes call for one pound, and it's easier for a smaller household to use. We're inviting people to share their budget-friendly venison recipes on there. And we're going to review those. We're going to run them through our test kitchen, and we're going to take photos. And if it passes, they're going to go the website. So I've got a food writer that I've enlisted who's not used to cooking within those parameters, but he's willing to try. So we're going to be taking care of that page and hopefully expanding it to help the recipients of the meat to be able to cook something that they can enjoy. Because certainly they're probably not used to eating venison. There's going to be a little difference in the flavor, the texture, the way you cook it sometimes is different. So we're going to try and help educate those people on that.
Well, and it's healthy. It's a healthy option, a lot better than some of the fast food joints around here.
No doubt.
Definitely.
So I appreciate your time, and I really appreciate you doing this. You didn't have to do this, but you are. And so I'm happy to put it out there over the airwaves. Again, folks, in venisonprovisions.org. I just search for Shanna's Place there on the Book of Faces, as I call it. And there's plenty of activity. And you put up an old photo of me, and I was a little like, oh, my gosh, I forgot the day I went corporate. It was right after the Moderna jab. Oh. All of a sudden, I felt like a corporate shill. I was wearing suits for a week or two. It was odd. That's not how I usually look, folks. Not how I usually look. But I appreciate your time, Shannon. I really do appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for having me here. We are going to be doing, we have some volunteers who have agreed to travel all over the state. We are going to be bringing in deer from all over. So if there's someone in North Alabama, South Alabama, something like that, you've got a plantation, you've got a walk-in cooler, you're going to get 12 or 15 deer in there, don't know what to do with them, don't have time to fool with them, call us, let me send a truck to pick them up, they'll bring them back here and we'll donate them. If you're not a plantation and you've got just an individual, if you can find someone in your area that's got a cooler that everybody, they wouldn't mind letting people stock the deer in their cooler, call us and we'll set up a day to come pick them up for you.
There you go. Well, again, appreciate what you're doing and appreciate you setting this up, Wayne. This is a great cause. Y'all take advantage of it again.
And if you want to go hunting, let me know. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, no, I'm gone.
I've been for weeks now, but.
I've gone, but it usually ended up me just sitting there.
I want to see you skin a deer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a lesson.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it would be a good skill to learn.
Some good content.
Like, I ain't scared of a little bullet.
You need to visit the yellow bus anyway.
Okay. Sounds awesome.
It's been a while since he rode the short bus.
Eddie, stop projecting your own memories on me. But it's a non-helmet day, I see, for you.
Yeah, of course.
You didn't have to wear your helmet today.
That's, it's Monday.
That's precious. I appreciate y'all. More news and views when we come back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with me. We've got preserves. We've got, what'd you say, microwavable pork rinds?
Microwavable pork rinds. Those things are awesome. You know, what else we have there at Tucker Pecan, as my buddy over here to my right, Foster Gump, says, he said they have some of the best preserves. Oh, heck, I can't do it. You know what, Foster, you tell them all about it. You've got pecan pie in a jar. I have never heard of such a thing, but it's a pecan pie in a jar. You add an egg and pour it in your pie crust, and it makes the most wonderful pie. They have all kinds of jellies, which, like, one of them is the strawberry pepper pecan. They have stone ground grits and cornmeal, locally made. And the other thing that's so great is the Vertigo hot sauce. They make those in China Grove. You just need to go see them at Tucker Pecan.
Tell me where you and Foster are located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook. Facebook.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole, call Cole.
all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
This is an important message from Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love here. I want to remind you that we have an important election upcoming on November 8th. Absentee voting for this election is now open. Let's make sure to keep Montgomery County's legacy as a beacon of democracy intact. Every vote matters. Exercise yours this election. Thank you, and remember to get out the vote.
Tear up the terrain during Wild Roaring Raptor at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Join us Saturday, October 15th from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. as we give away stacks of cash, free play, and a new Ford. Be there as we hold drawings every half hour where players can win their share of $30,000. Then at 9:30 p.m., our grand finale winner will claim the keys to their new 2022 Ford Raptor. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Actual make and model may vary. Visit WindCreekWetumpka.com for details.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's Zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news continues to be very good. This great fall weather pattern continues. More sunshine today, comfortable humidity, nice little breeze out of the north. Today's high 83. Tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low 54. Tomorrow and Wednesday, a little warmer, but still comfortable humidity with more sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I think we'll see upper 80s by Thursday and Friday before it turns cooler again on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. Again, I appreciate Shanna Howard being on the program. Y'all check it out right now, this new nonprofit, Venison Provisions. Get people fed, help out some farmers, help out some of y'all that have herds to manage, and make sure meat doesn't go to waste. Yeah, there are a lot of bad signs coming our way when it comes to the economy. A lot of this is above my pay grade, but I know enough to know that when these big financial professionals are starting to freak out, worries about Deutsche Bank, they're in Germany, worries about Credit Suisse, they're in Switzerland. You had that scare with the UK bond market and with the Bank of England having to step in, and now you're starting to see some of those weaknesses here in the United States. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'll just put it this way. It doesn't seem good. It doesn't look good. And on top of that, you continue to see the saber rattling there in Eastern Europe and in Ukraine. And it is going to lead to, I think, a continued war with higher prices across the board. Looks like we're getting some good financial news today with the Dow going up. Everybody getting settled in. But looking ahead, I think we have rough waters coming our way. Now, here in Alabama, on Friday, the Alabama Supreme Court gave out a new ruling saying that, what, in Lowndes County and in Macon County, the so-called electronic bingo places, well, they're banned. In the state versus Epic Tech LLC, the court unanimously agreed with the state of Alabama that the Southern Star, Whitehall, and Victory Land casinos are illegal gambling enterprises. Did we just go back in time 10 years? Granting the state's request to prohibit the casinos from offering quote-unquote electronic bingo. Attorney General Steve Marshall said in a statement that electronic bingo is a, quote, misnomer used by the casinos to mean video slot machine gambling at the respective facilities. The Alabama Supreme Court's opinion makes clear what my office has maintained from the start. These gambling enterprises are not only patently illegal under Alabama law, but also a menace to public health, moral safety, and welfare. Again, this is from Attorney General Steve Marshall's office. This is a statement attributed to Attorney General Marshall himself. Friday's decision will forbid the Southern Star, Whitehall, and Victory Land casinos from offering their slot machine gambling to the public. According to the opinion written by the Alabama Supreme Court Justice Greg Shaw, quote, the Macon County Circuit Court and Lowndes County Circuit Court erroneously denied or exceeded their discretion in denying the state's request in each case for injunctive relief prohibiting casinos in Lowndes and Macon County from continuing to engage in the illegal gambling activities at issue. Marshall's separate lawsuit against Green Track Casinos in Greene County continues to be adjudicated in court. The Supreme Court of Alabama ruled in July that Green Track must pay $76 million in unpaid taxes. Luther Wynn Jr., Green Track CEO, called the July ruling a political financial lynching. Well, that seems like a bit much. And announced the track would cease its electronic bingo machines until further notice. So we're back to the old gambling wars. And I mean, on a common sense basis, the so-called electronic bingo does just seem to be slot machines to me. I haven't ever been to one of these facilities. It's not my sort of thing. If it is your sort of thing, God love you. Whatever makes you happy. But when I look at this latest fight, it's more of the same. And it makes me think that in this upcoming session, we're not going to get much progress on gambling as much as the governor, Sugar, would like to get something done on gambling. I think it's a bucket of crabs that the status quo serves too many interests well enough to where they won't compromise, and it also gives them an incentive to go for a big, big deal. But when you have the Supreme Court of the state, when you have the Attorney General of the state saying, hey, these things are illegal, they need to stop, and then you have the legislature every year going, well, let's make them legal. In fact, let's enshrine a crony cartel in the midst of Alabama's constitution, give them guaranteed rates of return, all this sort of thing. I just don't think it's the right approach. If we want gambling in the state, if you want, say, casinos, it should be on an open bid process. I think anybody should be allowed to play. You can maybe have different levels of licensing, given what you might be doing at a given facility, or maybe you want to do more sports betting. So this story is not a surprise, necessarily so, but it's deja vu all over again, so to speak. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And they're at Physical Prattville. Dawn Sexton and her team are ready to help you get your balance back, get your walking ability back. And it could be, you know, recently had an injury or a mild stroke. These sorts of things, they can help you rehab. Could just be a simple, like, knee injury that you just need to strengthen your knee up and you'll be walking fine after that. Or it could be a more chronic, long-term problem, say an inner ear problem or a vision problem. And that way they'll be able to precisely, with their virtual reality testing and programs that are therapy programs, they'll be able to pinpoint what's wrong with you and get you better like nobody else. And for all the technology they have there, the virtual reality testing and therapy, the 360 walking track where you're strapped to a harness and you can really test your walking ability without any fear of falling. For all these bells and whistles they have, and they're more than just bells and whistles, they're cutting edge tech, they also, I think, have some of the best people in town. Dawn Sexton and her team are down to earth. They're going to push you in the right way, and they've already helped dozens and dozens of our listeners get their balance back, get their walking back, get their quality of life back. So whether it's you or a loved one, call Dawn Sexton and her team at 595-9990. That's 595-9990, and ask about a free balance test. It's a quick, easy test. They'll start to figure out what's wrong with you and get you set up on a schedule of therapy, and you will get better. They'll check them out today. So, Eddie, how you doing?
Good. Good, Joey. How you doing?
When you were out of the room, I was talking about, did you see the ruling on Friday?
Which one?
That Victory Land and Whitehall and all these others are illegal?
Yep.
Did we just go back in time like 10 years ago?
Honestly, that's funny you say that because when I read the story, I pulled up the date. I thought maybe I'd pulled something up from previous.
When I first started in radio, like interning, like 12 years ago, this was the issue.
Yeah.
So, and all these conversations about, if it could be converted into a slot machine, then it's illegal. And then the argument back is like, well, you can convert a Coke machine right to a slot machine.
There's some three-card money.
Yeah, that seems a little cheap.
It just seems like
half.
It's more like the they pick in the winners and the losers.
Well, no, it doesn't sound like that to me, because Marshall's got a lawsuit against Green Track, too.
They're going to lose. Where's the Indians?
Well, the Indians are a pseudo-sovereign. They have, based on federal law and precedent, they have the right to do what they like on their land.
So if that's the case, then you don't think they have any interest in pursuing these lawsuits?
Of course they do.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know you're a Steve Marshall fan, but I wonder how much money he's getting from the engines.
He might be getting some. I don't know.
I'm sure he is. Follow the money, Joey. If you can gamble, I can gamble. I don't care who you are, what you are. If it's good for you, it's good for me. If you can open that business, I can open that business.
Not according to the state of Alabama.
And they're wrong.
Well, we'll see where it goes.
Oh, we'll see, big boy.
I'm a little tired, though, of this. Like, well, it's electronic bingo. It's a slot machine, damn it. And all this, like, too cute by half, like, well, the meaning of words. It's like, if you want gambling in the state, pass something that's on the up and up. Actually push it through. Don't make some deal with the PCI and the current entrenched interest. Do an open bid process, like I was just saying. But instead, well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There are all sorts of different interests with a lot of money competing behind the scenes. Well, and then, of course, do you think some of the out-of-state tribes are trying to upset any more new gambling here in Alabama?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's just...
You think, Joey?
And the amount of money, I mean, it's like a legal money laundering operation. Give me a break. So we'll see where this goes, but it was like deja vu all over again. Huh. Like, okay, we're back to 10, 12 years ago. I'll put it this way, though, Eddie. I don't care who's getting what money, because money's being moved around on all different sides here. When I look at the legal reasoning of this,
yeah,
I think the court's right. They're being a little too cute by half. Well, it's just bingo. Yeah, no, it's not.
Let me ask you this, Joey. Is it election season coming up?
Yeah.
What do Alabamians seem to love or hate? Gambling. So we can bring this sacred horse back up, cow, whatever you want to call it, start beating it up again, and I bet somebody will get more votes.
Everybody was going to win already, man.
Not necessarily.
Kay Ivey was going to win already. Steve Marshall was going to win already.
The hardest thing Kay Ivey's got to do? Just make it to the finish line.
Yeah.
with a pulse.
Oh, whoa. You don't have to go that far.
I didn't think you got it.
No, I understood, big boy. 272-9228. Like, what godforsaken place are we living in?
Alabama, baby. We got some great stuff here, though.
No, we got some great stuff, but it doesn't have much to do with our politics.
No, our politicians suck. They got Chicago's got nothing on dirty politics.
272-9228. So if y'all want to talk about a 10, 15-year issue, give us a call. 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Enjoy an evening of wine on the water at the 12th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Friday, October 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Station Train Shed. There'll be a variety of wine tastings, food vendors, and live jazz music by Dan Cunningham and friends with special guest Kim and the Commotion. Must be 21 or older to purchase tickets. Tickets available online at mgmcityevents.com or montgomeryal.gov. Proceeds benefit Child Protect. Sponsored by Publix, Merrill, Ravello Restaurante, and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
It's here. It's happening now. Registration for Adams Drug's Super Shopping Spree. Adams Drug's is celebrating 60 years of serving the families in the River Region. To celebrate this, we're going to give one lucky person the chance to win thousands of dollars in gifts and products. One lucky winner will have 60 seconds to run through the Adams Drugs Wetumpka store and grab items from the gift section and over-the-counter area. Prescription medications are excluded from the shopping spree. Registration is open now. Come into any Adams Drugs location and fill out a registration form. You cannot register online or on our website. You have to visit one of our stores. You can register each day, but it is limited to one per day per family. You have until October 28th to register, so hurry. We will choose the winner on November 1st. The shopping spree will take place on Thursday, November 3rd. This will be the most exciting 60 seconds of your life. Please see our website, adamsdrugs.net, for shopping spree details and rules. We look forward to serving you and your family for 60 more years.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority, to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and... Oh!
Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. And, you know, we've, of course, alluding to the Porch Creek Indians here in the state, Native Americans. And we've got another Native American story here.
I'm sending it to you.
I'm not sure which tribe it is, but it was that whole, like, when Marlon Brando won an Oscar.
Yeah.
You're sending it to me?
Yeah, I'm sending it to you right now. Look on your messenger.
Oh, my messenger?
I got the wrong email for you all the time now.
Her name is Sachin Littlefeather.
Mm-hmm. That's her.
She delivered Marlon Brando's Oscar boycott speech, and she's now dead today at 75.
75?
Yeah.
Interesting.
272-9228. Let's go to Duke. Hello, Duke.
Man, I can't believe this. Is Bob Riley back in office or something right now?
Why you say that, Duke?
This casino thing messing with Victor Land and everybody else right now.
Is that dependable thing you can beat on if you got an election coming up and you want to look good?
I guess the Indians can plant marijuana on their land and it'd be all right too, wouldn't it?
Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
I mean, they can sell it to everybody in the state of Alabama if they wanted to.
Yes, they can.
They're going to use that scenario. I mean, they participate in all kind of events in the city of Montgomery. They're at Buckmaster's and promoting their business.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling. They promoting it everywhere in the state of Alabama. And these so-called politicians are going to tell us that we're not gambling. Come on.
We're not gambling. They are gambling. We're not.
Yes,
but they're all taking money from them.
Yes, and they offered the state $1 billion a few years ago.
Yeah, looks like we should have took the money because that's eventually what's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, but a lot of it was $1 billion. It wasn't in cash. It was like pledged improvements and infrastructure. It's
typical government speak.
What we're doing here is we're one of the most corrupt states in the damn nation.
Yes, we are.
I've talked to plenty of political strategists. Say they're from Alabama. I'm like, I don't work in Alabama anymore. And one of the most corrupt aspects is this ongoing battle with all the gambling interests.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at the point where I don't even, blame one side or the other. What drives me nuts is that the folks who are elected don't actually come up with something just straightforward. Like, you're trying to build this from the ground up. Everybody's got their damn axe to grind. And it's like that with every issue in this state.
But that is the same way with medical and why we don't have cures of things. It's cheaper. Or it's actually not cheaper. It's better for them to keep that prolonged. It's better for them to treat the symptoms instead of finding the cure. That's better for politicians.
Didn't the Trump family try to get in on this casino thing if they would have passed the law?
If it had been an open bid process, I'm sure the Trumps would have jumped in on it.
I mean, these people love, like they love Trump so much. I mean, they could have helped him out, couldn't they?
Nah.
Huh?
No,
I
would vote in favor. I believe in liberty, and you can go to hell in whatever handbasket you like. I'm not a fan of slot machines and gaming.
Love me some slots.
But I would not stand in the way of legalizing gambling in the state of Alabama by any means. But I will say to folks that this isn't exactly the path to prosperity. It is for a few folks, but to these counties and to a lot of places, including the Indian reservations. It's not exactly the path to prosperity, except for a select elite few.
I tell you what, though, if the Indians start selling some marijuana, I may go out and get me a dime bag or something. Shoot.
Well,
you can already find that wherever on the street, man. What are you talking about?
Right,
I
want
to go on the road. I'm going to go illegal. We're illegal. Dude.
I'm surrounded by drug addicts.
No,
all right, I'm realizing that drugs and drug addicts.
I don't do drugs now. Marijuana, not a drug.
I don't do drugs.
No, I had a young girl tell me that the other day. She's like, I don't do drugs, as she started to sip her martini. I'm like, what the heck do you think that is? A little bit of vermouth in the glass.
That's demon juice, man.
But now,
anyway.
Duke, what do you think if the casinos went to Alabama state lawmakers and said, hey, we can legally grow and sell marijuana on our stuff here? We won't do that if you don't let anybody else have gambling except for us.
Yeah.
What does Alabama hate more, pot or gambling?
They said, if I want it, let me think about it.
Goodness.
I'd like to see your house on weed one day, boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just like to see how Joe would get the giggling and carrying on, boy.
No, Joe would probably just fall asleep.
Order a pizza and fall asleep.
Or do you like Joey? Sounds like he sounds every day on the radio.
I doubt it.
Hey, Joey. Oh, Eddie probably eat up a doggone whole case of a donut, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would order a pizza, but I wouldn't fall asleep waiting on the pizza man.
Pizza go along with it, boy.
I'd probably order about three.
Actually, that's more alcohol for me. If I'm real drunk, I'll fall asleep, yeah.
Anyway, my Auburn Tigers, they're still looking good. Boy, I tell you, we got a number one team.
You have them, dude.
I thought we were going to get through this call without you bringing that up.
I know. It slipped out. I'm sorry.
Well, that's, again, I'm surrounded by drug addicts. I can't even keep a damn promise. I appreciate it, Duke. Thank
All
you.
All right.
See you, Duke.
Yeah, Auburn is, well, I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, man. That but Alabama terrible. Had a scare there for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did for a second. Who's Alabama got next? What? Oh, they've got Texas A&M.
Yeah, they got A&M coming up. Fight of the billionaires.
Yeah. And then, great. Auburn's got Georgia next week. Yeah. That should be fun.
But did you see Georgia? Georgia got a little bit threatened this week.
Yeah, a little bit. But Georgia's, I think, one of the better teams in the in the nation.
Actually, to me, and I hate to admit it, but Alabama still looks beatable, but I don't see that many people out there that can do it.
Yeah, my Buccaneers got beat last night, but that was a heck of a game.
Hey, Aaron, put it on you.
Yeah, Mahomes, man.
What happened? What happened with Mahomes?
What happened with him? What do you mean?
I thought like a couple weeks ago him and his coaches were fighting, so I thought there would be some issues.
Yeah, but then you start winning, and winning solves everything.
Is that what it is? Like money solves
everything? Well, it explains why we're so miserable here in Alabama politics. We don't win anything. Even when people win elections, we still lose.
You notice that, Joey?
Yeah, it's always no or no. Like, do you want to lose or do you want to lose? Like, these are the options we have here in Alabama politics. Like, it would be nice to be able to go through life unmolested by partisans and their thugs, but, you know, that's not the nature of... when you say a free society, we mean you have to participate in some corrupt crony scheme in order to get some hope of a good outcome for you and yours. 272-9228. But we'll see where the whole gambling thing goes. Again, I think this legal reasoning the Victory Land and all these other places have been hanging their hat on is nonsense. And so I'm not surprised to see the court decide the way they did.
Does that mean they got to close today?
Like they're done? No, they don't have to close. They just can't do the bingo machines anymore.
So they got to close today?
How is that an attract? Separate from the law.
Yeah.
Why should I go do that?
Well, a lot of people love the action, Joey.
The action?
Yeah, of the bingo / slot machines. I see, even in Vegas, the penny slots, packed.
Here, I got a suggestion for these folks. How about you just go on Cat TV? Just get a big YouTube video. It lasts like 2-3 hours, and it's Cat TV, like little mice run by, little birds, and then every like 5 minutes, set a dollar bill on fire.
Well, Joey, while you're paying the penny slot,
be fun. You play with fire.
It's air-conditioned. You get occasionally free drinks. You don't get that at home watching the Cat Channel.
I hear the restaurants are great there at Wind Creek and all that.
Yeah, they are.
I've never been up there because...
I wish they still did the buffet. They quit that.
Well, the one time I went to a legit casino right outside of D.C., the MGM National, like, I got away from the slot machines as fast as I could. Like, I'm like, this place, this is the most depressing place on earth. No, I didn't have no desire to play them. Like, I played some blackjack, even threw, you know, some down in Russian roulette because it's simple. I didn't try to play, but, you know, watch my buddy. I was the good luck charm for craps. So I actually understand, like, blackjack's fun.
Yeah.
Even throwing 50 on black and roulette's like, you know, whatever. It's pretty straightforward. But the sitting there watching those folks, could you be a doll, Eddie, and go get me another pack of cigarettes, darling?
You need to watch Keno. Well, slots are bad.
Just Biden voters across the board. Joe, you're such a wonderful president. And you tell those dastardly Republicans to keep their hands off my Medicare. You tell that Skeletor-looking fella, Rick Scott, that he needs to stop with his plans and blow up Social Security. And be a doll and go get me some more cigarettes. Let's go to Paul.
God, Joe. Tearing me up, Bubba. You're tearing me up.
Yeah, well, these folks are tearing me up. Surrounded by drug addicts and just, nobody can't have nothing. Nothing. Can't have nothing.
Well, here's an idea for our Native American brothers. Many, many years ago, before everything was put on the you can't do this list, they went to the bars and they had special rooms that they went into. And there they was allowed to do whatever they were participating in. Now, if the Native